When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
My story is much too sad to be told. The practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Alcohol doesn't thrill me at all, so tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't.
Or as we say out here on the east end of Long Island often, I get a tick off of you. This is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the summertime hamlet of Southampton, New York, summertime where the living is easy and the traffic is enervating. However, and this is the point of our broadcast today, if you want to brave that traffic on the evening of Saturday, July 23rd, and drive to the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center by 8 o'clock, you will see the one and only Sutton Foster. Sutton Foster live here in West Hampton. And I played not only her cut from Anything Goes, her Tony-winning revival of that show, but we're going to spend a whole hour listening to Sutton Foster in the hopes, the fervent hopes, that it will whet your appetite to attend that show. And we'll talk a little more about that as we go. But this is an hour devoted entirely to the extraordinary charms and versatile talents of Sutton Foster, who has really risen in the last couple of years to become one of the great Broadway. I guess she was an ingenue once upon a time, but now she's blossomed into something even better and more adventuresome, a great Broadway leading lady. Well, Sutton Foster was born slightly more than four decades ago in Georgia, and by her own admission, she didn't have a lot of musical. She wasn't one of those families that listened to the cast album of, you know, The King and I and Brigadoon 40,000 times. And sort of fell into her talent and her interest in musical theater a little bit by accident. But it wasn't long before she, I think, left high school early to participate in a Broadway tour and eventually made it to the big city. Some of you may have briefly seen the revival of Annie, was starring Nell Carter. She was in that, and she played that girl, you know, who comes over, from behind the scenery to sing NYC and wanting to be a big star in that number. She played that part, and that very much was her personality and her eager drive as a youngster to succeed on the Great White Way. Here is the song that she sang, by her own admission, over and over again at all those auditions. Who would have thunk it? Sutton Foster. That didn't stop auditors, I guess that's the word, from casting her anyway, even though that's a big, obviously, an ensemble number and takes a lot of temerity to sing that as an audition tune. Anyway, she was cast in as a replacement in Les Mis. She was in The Scarlet Pimpernel. As I said, she was in Annie. And she had her big, big 42nd Street style Broadway triumph. She was in the ensemble of a show trying out in La Jolla, California, a thoroughly modern Millie. And this was a stage version of the 1966 film with Julie Andrews. And they decided, as often happens, to replace the leading lady. And the director, Michael Mayer, went to the chorus and pointed and said, "You! You're going out there, a girl from Georgia who sings Oklahoma in auditions, and you've got to come back a star." And so she did, playing the title role in Thoroughly Modern Millie, winning a Tony Award and really announcing to the world that here was a new and important Broadway talent. Here's a number, I guess it's her kind of audition within Thoroughly Modern Millie, that I like a lot. I love Mark Kudish in this number. It is The Speed Test from Thoroughly Modern Millie, Mark Kudish, and Sutton Foster, the celebrity we're celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street.
Take a letter to a Mr. John Hudson, Hudson's Floor Wax. You will find an invoice in the file for the address. Dear Mr. Hudson, my eyes are fully open to my awful situation, so I'm writing you a letter to demand an explanation. When the floor wax that we bought from you arrived here Monday morning, we discovered upon usage that the fume should have a warning. Since the only possibility is that your wax is rancid, I request a full refund of all the money we advanced. And unless you can convince me you've improved the Floax batter, we will take our business elsewhere. So, I hope you solve this matter. How's my speed, Miss Dillmount?
A little slow, perhaps.
Ah. Enclosed you'll find a small container of the stuff I talk about. Just carefully remove the lid and take a whiff if you've a doubt. I'm sure you wouldn't want me to alert the daily papers with the news of how our office was affected by your vapors, which is why I choose to write to you a confidential letter full of strong recommendation that you make your floor wax better. I just hope it won't require us to have our floor relayed, and if it does, you may expect a bill. Sincerely, Trevor Graydon. Now, read that back to me, please.
Certainly. Dear Mr. Hudson, my eyes are fully open to my awful situation, so I'm writing you a letter to demand an explanation. When the Floax that we bought from you arrived here Monday morning, we discovered upon usage that the fume should have a warning. Since the only possibility is that your wax is rancid, I request a full refund of all the money we advanced.
Nice.
And unless you can convince me you've improved the Florex batter, we will take our business elsewhere, so I hope you solve this matter.
Not half bad. Continue, please.
Enclosed you'll find a small container of the stuff I talk about. Just carefully remove the lid and take a whiff. If you've a doubt, I'm sure you wouldn't want me to alert the daily papers with the news of how our office was affected by your vapors, which is why I choose to write to you a confidential letter full of strong recommendation that you make your Florex better. I just hope it won't require us to have our floor relayed, and if it does, you may expect a bill. Sincerely, Trevor Graydon.
Miss Dillmount, may I speak frankly?
Yes.
If I could be so lucky as to have a good stenographer to keep this place as up-to-date as her short skirt and bobbed coiffure, I wouldn't have to worry about our soured office planking and could concentrate on generating profits ripe for banking. That is why I'm testing you with this outrageous correspondence, which I don't intend to actually mail to the respondents. So, if you can make sense of my unintelligible patter, then the job is yours, and Hudson's Florex really doesn't matter.
Hudson's Florex doesn't matter.
Hudson's Florex doesn't matter.
Hudson's Florex doesn't matter.
Hudson's Florex doesn't matter. Now, I want that letter on my desk in 2 minutes flat. Man your machine. Go! Hudson!
Colin!
My eyes are fully open to my awful situation, so I'm writing you a letter to demand an explanation. When the Florex that we bought from you arrived here Monday morning, we discovered upon usage that I think should have a warning. So the only possibility is that your wax is rancid. I request a full refund of all the monies we advanced. Unless you can convince me you've improved the Florex batter, we will take our business elsewhere. So I hope you solve this matter.
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 So I hope you solve this matter. So I hope you solve this matter. So I hope you solve this matter.
So I hope you solve this matter.
So I hope you solve this matter. Matter, 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 matter.
Going on! Enclosed you find a small container of stuff I talk about, carefully move it and take it with you. If you would not assure you wouldn't want me to alert the papers with the news of our office was affected by your papers, which is why I choose to write to you a confidential letter full of strong recommendation that you may work better. I just hope it don't require us to have a role in it. If it does, you may expect a bill sincerely to regret. You have made the team, Miss Dillmount.
You have made the team, Miss Dillmount.
Tell me where my desk is when we eat lunch, how much I'll be paid, and nice to meet you. I know we'll be friends, just call me Billy Graydon.
Billy Graydon.
I mean Dillmount.
Billy Dillmount.
Someday Graydon.
Graydon.
A simple choice, nothing more. This or that, either or. Marry well, social world, businessman, clever girl, or pin my future on a green glass love. What kind of life am I dreaming of? I say, gimme, gimme. Gimme, gimme, that thing called love.
Wow, Sutton Foster, her Tony Award-winning performance from Thoroughly Modern Millie. It's interesting she sang Oklahoma at all her auditions. So you think about Christian Chenoweth and Kelly O'Hara, her colleagues as leading musical theater actress in Broadway these days, I guess along with Audra McDonald. And those two ladies came from Oklahoma. She came from Georgia. Small world, isn't it? So after Thoroughly Modern Millie, she went into Little Women, which we'll hear some of later in the program. And then she did a great comic turn in a very funny but silly show called The Drowsy Chaperone. Here is her nightclub rendition of Show Off from The Drowsy Chaperone.
I don't want to show off no more. I don't want to sing tunes no more. I don't want to ride moons no more. I don't want to show off. I don't want to wear this no more. I'll play the saucy Swiss Miss no more. I blow my signature no more. I don't want to show off. Don't try to control me. I've made up my mind, and that's it. I quit. I'm leaving it all behind. I don't want to be cute no more. Make the gentleman hoot no more. I don't want to wear fruit no more. I don't want to show off.
She don't want to show off no more.
Not me.
Read her name in the news no more.
Page 3.
Get the glowing reviews no more.
Ah, gee, I don't wanna. Your lady, oh, dee day. Your lady, oh, dee day. Your lady, oh, dee day. Your lady, oh, dee. Your lady, oh, dee. Your lady, oh, lady. Honey, your lady, oh, lady. Honey, your lady, dee. All in that.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Oh, God.
Please, no more attention. I've counted to 10, and I'm through. Adieu. You'll never see this, never see that, never see these again. Sorry. I don't want to change keys no more. I don't want to strip tease no more. I don't want to say cheese no more. I don't care the use. Golf. More, praise no more, grab no more, touch no more, love no more. I don't want to show off. I don't want to show off. I don't want to show off. I don't want to show off no more.
That number from The Drowsy Chaperone always puts me in mind of John Cleese's line from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, where he says, "You're not fooling anyone, you know." Well, Sutton Foster certainly isn't fooling anyone with her talent, and if you're interested in her and you're interested in Broadway and you don't want to schlep all the way into the city to see one of our great talents, go to the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center, Saturday, July 23rd at 8 p.m., Sutton Foster Live. You'll get to see her very deep and magic bag of tricks. You can call 631-288-1500 or go to whbpac.org and get some tickets to see Sutton Foster. Well, I remember laughing so hard at Drowsy Chaperone, I think anything could beat that. And then there was Young Frankenstein, the Mel Brooks musical, which I thought was very underrated. And she plays the character that was played by Terry Garr in the film, of a very comely young lab assistant. Here she is with Roger Bart discussing the not-so-dubious merits of rolling into hay.
How are we getting to the castle?
A wee strop fair de schlagen wagen suchen fruchen.
What's that?
A hayride! Roll in the hay, roll, all your troubles away. When life is awful, just jump on a stroffle and roll, roll in the hay. Roll, roll, roll in the hay. Roll, roll, do it all day. When spirits are sagging, just jump in a wagon and roll, roll in the hay. I'm very high-spirited, Doctor. I hope you won't hold it against me.
Oh, I'll try not to.
Hitch those horses up for a gay ride. We'll have lots of fun. Nothing's better than a hay ride underneath the sun. Roll, roll, roll in the hay. Sometimes love finds a way. You might steal a kiss from an unwitting miss who's not too resistant to play. So let's roll, roll, roll. Have you thought of any ways you could use me?
Two, and I'm working on a third.
Oh, good. Does that mean I'm hired?
Well, a large part of me is pointing in that direction.
Roll, roll in the hay.
We'll go up the path, then down the hill. Back up the path, then down the hill. We'll go up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. Pitch those horses up.
Your lady, your lady.
Rollin' it,
rollin' it. Come take a hayride and take your breath away. Ride, rollin' it, rollin' the hay. Your lady, 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 your lady. Your lady, 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 lady. Your lady, your lady, your lady, your lady, your lady.
What's that?
Werewolves.
Werewolves?
They're wolves!
What?
They're wolves! They're castle!
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know!
I don't know. I don't know. I thought you wanted me to.
Well, I don't.
Have it your way. I'm easy.
Your lady, oh, dee dee. 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 Your lady, oh, dee. Your lady, oh, lady. Oh, your lady, oh, lady. Oh, your lady, oh, dee. All in the dee. Your lady, oh, dee dee. Your lady, oh, dee dee. Your lady, dee. Your lady, dee. Your lady, oh, dee. Your lady, oh, 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 lady, oh,
lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh,
lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady,
oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady,
oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, about me. About how rough I had it.
What, in that cushy tower of yours?
Cushy? Are you kidding? I had nothing in that tower, fighting boredom by the hour. Princess lonely, walking circles. I had only bare essentials, army cot, a hot plate and a chamber pot. And every morning I would boil it. No choice, I had no toilet. Just a view of devastation. Out one window, isolation. In my bedroom and very little headroom. 20 years I sat and waited. I'm very dedicated. On the walls, the days were added. Lot Valley, those walls were padded. So, I think I got you beat. I think I got you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I got you beat. I think I got you beat.
Oh, you think so? That was a sad story, but I've heard better. I'm just saying, A for effort, thanks for playing. Sad to see a princess suffer, but I had it rougher. Like that time a mob with torches burned my britches. See the scorches. You're just whiny. I had a flaming hiney. As I fled, I had to wonder if I were torn asunder. Would an ogre go to heaven? Did I mention I was 7? So, I think I got you beat. I think I got you beat. Yeah, 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 yeah. I think I got you beat. I think I got you beat.
No.
Christmas cards.
And every day
was hell on Earth Day.
Okay, top this. I missed my prom.
My dad and mom sent me away. It was my birthday.
I was sent away on Christmas Eve.
Oh, well, better out than in, I always say. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Was from Shrek the Musical, where she shared a somewhat flatulent stage with Brian D'Arcy James. Music by Janine Tesori, who wrote Thoroughly Modern Millie, or much of Thoroughly Modern Millie, I suppose it would be accurate to say. Well, we're celebrating Sutton Foster today on Broadway to Main Street. We often try to do that to alert our East End community, about great Broadway performers who come our way, which they do often. The East End has a great tradition of Broadway performers. And she will be performing Saturday evening, July 23rd, at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center. Well, as far as I know, she is one of the few Broadway stars to elicit a ballad of her own. This is a fellow named John Thomas Oakes, and he's singing a song called The Song of Sutton Foster, and I think it captures her pretty darn well.
In a crowded hall night, there burned a blazing fire. At center stage, a sweet enchanting voice from an angel choir. From the backstage door on a narrow street, she stepped into the city. Chain around her neck, and she was very pretty. He shook her hand and he saw her smile, a smile so warm and sunny. And when she spoke, her voice was pure and sweet like summer honey. If I live to be 100, I will live without regret. Foster. And it's a tune that I never will forget. On a crowded bus on the uptown line, he called across the aisle, and when she turned to look his way, the world was in her smile. Tossed her hair and drove away. The summer heat with laughter. Then off she went to catch that silver dream she's chasing after. If I live to be 100, I will live. Song of Sutton Foster. It's a tune that I never will forget. Well, the lights are on, the critics rave, the public fawns and flatters, but in her heart I know she's clinging to stuff that matters. She's on a new marquee in the heart of town, and just in case you wonder, you can stop her just as soon as you can stop the thunder. If I live to be 100, I will live without regret, 'cause I've heard the song of Sutton Foster. It's a tune that I never will forget. When you hear the song of Sutton Foster, it's a tune that you never will forget.
Celebrating the Song of Sutton Foster, at least songs performed by Sutton Foster today on Broadway to Main Street. I'm your host, Larry Mazlin, and I'm thrilled to give you a big buffet of Sutton Foster. Now, she performed the lead role that was originally performed by Lee Remick in Anyone Can Whistle for an encores concert, and that was never recorded, but she did record the title number. So here she is, Sutton Foster, from her Evening Live at the Cafe Carlyle.
Anyone can whistle, that's what they say, easy. Anyone can whistle, any old day, easy. It's all so simple. Relax, let go, let fly. So someone tell me why can't I? I can dance a tango, I can read Greek easy. I can slay a dragon any old week easy. What's hard is simple. What's natural comes hard. Maybe you could show me how to let go, lower my guard, learn to be free. Maybe if you whistle, whistle for me. Somebody hold me too close. Somebody.
too deep. Somebody sit in my chair and ruin my sleep and make me aware of being alive. Being alive. Somebody need me too much. Somebody know me too well. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support for being alive. Make me alive. Make me alive. Make me confused. Mock me with praise. Let me be used. Vary my days, but alone is alone, not alive. Somebody crowd me with love, somebody force me to care.
You know, Reno, we should have teamed up years ago.
We're two of a kind, all right.
Yeah, partners.
Through thick or thin.
Night or day.
Right or wrong.
If you're ever in a jam, here I am.
If you ever need a pal, I'm your gal.
If you ever feel so happy you land in jail, I'm your bail.
It's friendship, friendship. Just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forgot, I'm still hot. Lotta, lotta, lotta,
big, 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 big. If you're ever down a well, ring my bell.
If you ever catch on fire, send a wire.
If you ever lose your teeth when you're out to dine, borrow mine.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have ceased to gel, rise will still be swell.
Lotta, 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 him, him, him.
If they ever black your eyes, put me wise.
If they ever cook your goose, turn me loose.
If they ever put a bullet through your brain, I'll complain.
It's friendship, friendship, just the perfect friendship. When other friendships go up in smoke, eyes will still be oak.
Lotta, 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 goof, goof, goof. If you ever lose your mind, I'll be kind.
If you ever lose your shirt, I'll be hurt.
If you're ever in a mill and get sawed in half, I won't laugh.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forgate, ours will still be great.
If they ever crack your spine, drop a line.
If they ever cut your throat, write a note.
If they ever make a cannibal stew of you,
what?
Bite me too.
What are you saying?
Friendship,
friendship,
just perfect friendship. Friendship. When other friendships are up the creek, ours will still be slick.
Blah, 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 chuck, chuck, chuck.
Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Do you remember?
No, 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 yeah, no, 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 no,
quack, quack, quack. And that was Joel Grey and Sutton Foster in her Tony-winning performance as Reno Sweeney in the revival of Anything Goes, almost a decade after she won a Tony for Thoroughly Modern Millie and really claimed her place as one of the great performers on Broadway today. More people may know her now for her two television series, Bunheads, which had a brief run, but also Younger, which is making a big, big advance among cult following everywhere. So Sutton Foster definitely turned a corner with Violet, a very interesting and dark show in 2014 that also had been an encore's off-Broadway a concert that made it into a full production at the Roundabout. This is a really deep and interesting, tragic yet affirming story of a young lady who's disfigured, who has great dreams of what she could become. And here she is singing two numbers from it, one very upbeat and interesting and one very reflective. So here is Sutton Foster from the score of Violet.
Pretty please, Violet, with sugar on top.
If I had gypsy hair and a face to match it, no traces anywhere of a wayward hatchet, I could be Sid Charisse shooting on location in some far off and tiny nation. A picture show.
Oh, you should ask that preacher for some Ursula Andress legs.
No, I think my legs are fine.
No, but rising out of the ocean in that white Dr. No bikini.
What's the matter with my legs?
Well, nothing, they're long.
Then why did you bring them up at all?
What you need is some Ursula Andress there.
I can't believe you just said that.
Not that it matters to me, but you said a leading lady is what you want to be. How else you gonna go light up a picture show?
Give me just a minute, though, to pillage my portfolio. Borrow Elke Summer's hair with Judy Garland's pretty chin. But Grace Kelly's little nose with Rita Hayworth's skin. But Ava Gardner for the eyebrows. Bergman cheekbones under gypsy. On the silk of a ball gown, I could be someone lovely, turning heads on her first night in town, in town.
You sleepy now that you've done your business, aren't you? There's nothing keeping you awake, is there? Okay, then, go ahead. Go to sleep on me.
Lay down your head and sleep, sleep.
I'll be your pillow, soft and deep. Leave me your troubles, I will keep your days gone by. Your days gone by. Lay down your head and dream, dream. You're so much gentler than you seem. Is there a chance you might redeem my days gone by? My days gone by. And oh, his breath is so warm. Mine is short and my ears are ringing. Everywhere my skin
Sutton Foster has one of Broadway's great voices. She's played roles, obviously, that are made famous by Ethel Merman and Patti LuPone and Anything Goes, but in her subtle manner, I think she's most effective. She said she was very influenced by Kelly Clarkson on American Idol, so she has a good pop sensibility that I admire. Here is an old Coward song that I adore, sung beautifully by her on her album, well, An Evening with Sutton Foster from the Cafe Carlyle.
Thank you.
Time may hold in store for us glory or defeat. Maybe never more for us life will seem so sweet. Time may change so many things, tides will ebb and flow. But wherever fate may lead us, always we shall know. Come the wild, wild weather, come the wind, come the rain, come the little white flakes of snow, come the joy, come the pain. We shall still be together when our life story ends. For wherever we chance to go, we shall always be friends. We may find while we're traveling through the years moments of joy and love and happiness, reason for grief, reason for tears. Come the wild, wild weather, if we've lost or we've won, we'll remember these words we say till our story is done. We may find while we're traveling through the years moments of joy and love and happiness, reason for grief, reason for tears. Come the wild, wild weather, come the wind, come the rain, come the little white flakes of snow, come the joy, come the pain. We shall still be together when our life story ends, for wherever we chance to go, wherever we chance to go, we shall always be friends.
A beautiful song by Noel Coward, written quite late in his career. That was Sutton Foster, who we're celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street, and it would be important and entertaining to celebrate her under any circumstances, but the circumstances in front of us are wonderful and beneficial because she is appearing on Saturday, July 23rd at 8 p.m. at the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center, and I urge you to go see her if you haven't seen her in any of the, I don't know, almost a dozen things she's been in the last decade and a half on Broadway. This is your chance. So you can call 631-288-1500 or go to whbpac.org, whbpac.org, and order tickets. It's really a treat when someone this talented comes to visit us on the East End, and let's go over and go along Main Street and give her a warm Broadway to Main Street welcome. So Sutton Foster, in her leading role in Little Women in 2005, was nothing less than astonishing. So let's have her take us out with that number from that show.
Who is he? Who is he with his marry me? With his ring and his marry me? The nerve, the gall. This is not what was meant to be. How could he ruin it all with those two words? I thought I knew him, thought that he knew me. When did it change? What did I miss? A kiss when I thought all along that we were meant to fight frontiers. How could I be so wrong? And I need my sisters here. If I can't share my dreams, what were they for? I thought our promise that we would never change and never part. I thought together we'd amaze the world. How can I live my dreams or even start when everything has come apart? I thought home was all I'd ever want, my attic all I'd ever need. Now nothing feels the way it was before, and I don't know how to proceed. I only know I'm meant for something more. I've got to know if I can be astonishing. There's a life that I am meant to lead, a life like nothing I have known. I can feel it, and it's far from here. I've got to find it on my own. Upon my skin, a life of passion that pulls me from within, a life that I am making to begin. There must be somewhere I can be astonishing. Modesty and grace. I will not disappear without
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.